John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shone in darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world did not know him. He came to his own creation, but his own people did not receive him. But as many as did receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the only fathered Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spoke. He who comes after me is preferred before me, because he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Because the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, the only fathered Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'Who then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Are you that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say of yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord, Jehovah,' as the prophet Isaiah proclaimed. And those who were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said to him, 'Why do you baptize then, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you, whom you do not know. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to untie.' These things were done in Bethabara, house of the ford, crossing beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John, seeing Jesus coming towards him, said, 'Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me because he was before me. And I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I have come baptizing with water.' And John bore record testimony, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it sat upon him. And I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore record testimony that this is the Son of God.' Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples with him, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.' And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'Whom do you seek?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, being interpreted, 'Master, where do you live?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he lived and stayed with him that day, because it was about the 10th hour, 4 p.m. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, 'You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas,' which is, by interpretation, is a stone. The day following, Jesus went forth into Galilee and found Philip and said to him, 'Follow me.' Now Philip was of Bethsaida, house of hunting, fishing, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.' And Nathanael said to him, 'Can any good thing come out of Nazareth, separated, sanctified?' Philip said to him, 'Come and see.' Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, 'Look, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no evil.' Nathanael said to him, 'How do you know me?' Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, from now on you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."